Welcome back to After Hours. Tonight we're featuring some of the hits of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. At an early point in their career, CSNY were in London, working at Apple Records with the Beatles. They heard Paul McCartney sing Blackbird for the White Album, and they were hooked. They felt the song was perfect for their three-part harmonies.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. This moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
As the group continued to do tours and try to record more music, drugs and personalities always got in the way. The group broke up more than once. The members went off to do things on their own or with other people. But inevitably, through the years, the beautiful close harmonies and their creative geniuses always brought them back together. After the group broke up for the first time, Stephen Stills released his first solo album. On it, he recorded the song Old Times, Good Times, with Jimi Hendrix playing the lead guitar.
When I was young and needed my time alone, jump in your bureau, hold down the bio. Cougar for liar, river was dark and cold. 7 years old, I couldn't find my way home. Got myself a job in a Jack's beer bar. Got myself together with the New Orleans. Got myself working for rice and beans.
Old times, good times.
Oh yeah.
Old times, good times.
New York City was so damn. Had to get out of that town before I got old. California, rock and roll, got too high with you, our whole scene, but we had a good time.
Oh,
During the same breakup period, David Crosby released his first solo album, If Only I Could Remember My Name. One of the tracks on it was Laughing, with Jerry Garcia on steel guitar and Joni Mitchell and Graham Nash on vocals.
I thought I met a man who said he knew a man who knew what was going on. I was mistaken.
CSNNY was always a politically aware group. They were first to release a protest song after the National Guard at Kent State University shot three college students. The song was Ohio. You're listening to After Hours, broadcasting on 101.5 FM at WHRU-LP, Huntley Community Radio. On his first solo album, Graham Nash recorded another protest song, Chicago, We Can Change the World. It was about the trial of the Chicago Seven.
Chicago, just to sing. In a land that's known as freedom, how can such a thing be fair? Won't you please come to Chicago for the help that we can bring? We can tell. Sit yourselves down, there's nothing for you here. Won't you
One of my personal favorites from CSNN is Wooden Ships. David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Paul Kantner from Jefferson Airplane wrote it. The song is about the aftermath of a nuclear strike. Crosby noted that one of the lyrics came from a Baptist church marquee that said, "If you smile at me, I will understand, because that is something that everybody everywhere does in the same language."
As we watch you die, all we can do is echo your anguished cries, stare as all human feelings die. We are leaving, you don't need us. Sister, then by the hand, lead her away from this foreign land, far away where we might laugh again. We are leaving, you don't need us.
it's a fair wind, blowing warm out of the south on my shoulder. I guess I'll set a course and go.
This has been After Hours. I hope you've enjoyed the program and will tune in again next Sunday night. I'm Kevin Fenner.